With SRN News, I'm Ron DeRostra. World leaders and Russian opposition activists wasted no time yesterday blaming the reported death of imprisoned opposition leader Alexei Navalny on President Putin and his government. Many gathered at the Munich Security Conference, where the agenda included defense assistance for Ukraine and the war between Israel and Hamas in Gaza. Meanwhile, President Biden picked up an unwanted endorsement.
Russian President Vladimir Putin said his country would prefer to see Joe Biden win a second term, describing him as more experienced and predictable than Donald Trump. That's even though Moscow strongly disagrees with the current administration's policies. Mr. Biden is a fierce critic of the Russian leader, calling him a killer in 2021 and denouncing Russia's invasion of Ukraine. Putin has frequently praised Trump, so his motives for saying President Biden is a better choice for Russia were unclear. Greg Clugston, The White House.
Also at SRNnews.com, authorities in Virginia investigating the cause of a house explosion and fire that killed one firefighter, injured 10 others, and leveled a home in a suburb outside of Washington, D.C. Firefighters called to the home in Sterling, Virginia Friday evening after a report of a gas smell. One neighbor tells WJLA-TV he could smell the gas Friday before the house blew.
The whole house shook. It was a huge explosion, and well, unfortunately, I had walked my dog earlier, about an hour and a half earlier, and I smelled gas, and somebody in our neighborhood actually called the fire department to check on the gas leak.
Fire chief says a cause has not been determined, but it's likely propane-related. Former President Trump calls a New York judge's order to pay $355 million in penalties over an alleged years-long scheme to dupe banks and others with financial statements inflating his wealth a complete and total sham. He was campaigning in Michigan today, just about 40 miles northwest of Detroit. SRN News. An alliance forming among transgender advocates.
The Transgender Legal Defense and Education Fund and the National Center for Transgender Equality plan to merge this summer. It's all part of an effort to defeat parental rights groups and Republican lawmakers who are trying to keep transgenderism out of the elementary schools. Transgender activists are promising a well-funded state-by-state campaign to make sure that the LGBT agenda is part of school curriculum from kindergarten on up. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The South Carolina House gives approval to a bill allowing liquor stores to open for a few hours on Sunday if local governments agree. The vote was 68 to 44. Most of the no votes coming from the most conservative Republicans, along with a few Democrats. The proposal faces one more routine approval vote before it heads to the state Senate. Liquor stores still can't open on Sundays in North Carolina, Texas, and Pennsylvania. This is SRN News. So how's this for an inspiring story? There are lots of stories about gutsy athletes, both pro and non-pro. Well, you can add Parker Byrd to that list now.
The East Carolina sophomore appeared in Friday's baseball season opening win against Rider. When Parker came to the plate, he took a called strike. Then he drew four consecutive balls and reached first base on a walk. At that point, he was pulled from the game as a pinch runner took over at first. So why in the world is this important? Parker Byrd was injured 2 years ago in a boating accident. He had part of his right leg amputated, and he now wears a prosthetic. Officials believe he is one of just a very few college athletes in history to compete with just one leg. Jason Walker reporting.
And you can check out more details at srnnews.com. I'm Ron DeRockstrom.